Hello, this is Lisbeth Laurel, and this is my very first podcast. My birth name is not Lisbeth, but it was supposed to be. But some little girl that lived around the block, that my brother liked, had a more simplistic name, and that became my name. But when I write or when I'm creative, I used the name that my mother originally wanted me to have, which was Lisbeth. This is my very first podcast. I'm so excited about it. And I've kind of vacillated about doing one. Like, what would I talk about? But I think I'm going to just do lessons from Lisbeth and see how that takes me along this journey. So I hope I talk about things that are of interest to you and other people of what I like to call a certain age. I'm a woman who is, I guess I'm well into my middle age, and I just find it amazing that people always strive for independence. But when it comes time to do things, and this might be a little sexist, but women have a tendency not to want to do things alone. For example, eating out, traveling, going to the movies. I mean, I'm in a relationship and I enjoy doing things with my significant other. I really do. And I enjoy my friends. But I think there's a certain amount of independence that goes along with just being by yourself and being able to guide your own path, if you will. There's a freedom to sitting where you want in a restaurant and observing other people, going to a movie and sitting as close in the nosebleed section as you want to the screen. I just really enjoy that. I enjoy my eccentricities. And when you go by yourself, I don't think of it as antisocial. I just think of it as expressing my individuality. But to some people, they think that I'm lonely. And I'm so not. Now, don't get me wrong. I am very, very social. In fact, I'm probably social to a fault. But I find that people who are extroverted, sometimes you can put on a face for the crowd and you, especially if you're a people pleaser, then you seem to discount what's important to you. Also, I'm a bit of a chameleon, so I have a vast array of people that I associate with, and I find that from jumping from one Lisbeth to the next is tiresome, and sometimes I just like to sit and be by myself. So anyway, I have planned a trip for the end of July, and I am going to Paris, my lifelong dream. Every time I was supposed to go to Paris, something happened. My father was going to send me once I finished at university, and that was going to be my graduation gift. And they started bombing, and we're killing people killing Americans in the airport. And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, you think they're going to find this one little girl? And he's like, nope, you're not going, Lisbeth. So that ended that. And another time I was supposed to go, you know the old story, marriage, children, kids, their whole life comes before you. So now, my precious two are young adults. One is completely sufficient And one is, well, I lovingly call him Peter Pan. Just can't seem to get it completely together. But, you know, we're going to keep, you know, at the end of Peter Pan, I think he did grow up. So we're going to hold out hope. You know, boys are a little slower out of the gate. No offense. Love the boys. Love them. Just need to coax them a little bit more. I hope I'm not offending anyone. I truly don't mean to. I'm very outspoken, very blunt, and I just find that that is better for me because there's no gray area of what do you think she meant. So anyway, you'll find that throughout these podcasts. Sometimes I may be a little more blunt than other people are, but at least you'll know where I'm coming from. So, my upcoming voyage to Paris. I find it astonishing that people are so flabbergasted that I'm going alone. But, you know, you think about how when this country was created, how people set off and independently and made their mark in a different part of the country. You know, sometimes you just have to do it for yourself. And I just, it's so perplexing to me that people are just so taken aback with this. What do you think? What do you think about that? You know, you find that it's so interesting. You know, I actually did try to enlist people to go with me. No, I'm not some pathetic loser who can't get anybody to go with them. But, you know, when you think about the trajectory of friendships as you age, you have your childhood friends who you adore, and then you all scatter to the four winds. Then you have your college friendships, which weren't quite as deep as you thought they were. Then you have, and I remember I was the most offended by this group, and these are the group of people that I spent the most time with. I remember my sister telling me that once you have children, your children's friends' parents will become your friends. And I'm thinking, I don't be friends with them. I don't know these people, but you know what? They became some of my closest friends. But then, as the clock ticks on, our children graduate from college and we don't see them quite as much. You go through a divorce, you enter into a relationship, and it's just an evolutionary process. And then all of a sudden you realize that you do not have, or I did not have a core group of friends who were in my geographic area that could travel, had the means to travel like I did. And unfortunately, I was sitting one day in a restaurant by myself, enjoying the most delicious Manhattan. And I was looking at Facebook. Okay, I do it all the time. I'm on Facebook all the time. And I started looking at all of my friends who were having girls' excursions. Their besties from college. And I said, well, I should do that. And I realized all my best friends were dead. All of the women who were the closest to me, my dearest friends, all have died before the age of 55. So I'm dedicating this trip to France to a woman of a certain age who has decided her motto is YOLO. And I look forward to sharing the wonderful excursions that I'll have in Paris in July. And I'll do another podcast while I'm there. I'm going to see, of course, all of the normal places. But I'm most excited about, I'm going to the Coco Chanel tour. Oh, cannot wait. I'm going on my actual birthday, which BTW, by the way, is the 25th of July. And I'm going on a Josephine Baker tour, a walking tour of Paris. So I'm very, very excited. I will give as descript details as I possibly can on my next podcast. And I really look forward to sharing that with you. I'm very excited about it. I was kind of upset about the fire. And then I thought, sometimes things in ruin are the most beautiful. So just like I'm trying to restructure my life, I'm trying to grab everything by the horns. I'm trying to chart a new path. It's a little bit in ruins, but it's beautiful. And I'm going to enjoy it. I hope you come along for the journey with me. This is Lessons from Lisbeth. It's been a thrill speaking with you. Bye now.